Hey, have you heard of Bloom Stories? It's an audio erotica app with over 1,000 intimate stories, guides, role plays, and more. If you like the stuff here, you'll love it there. They also just launched a spicy audiobook section, where they partner with BookTok authors and top-selling creators. Everything from fantasy to dark romance is in there. Head to bloomstories.com to sign up for a free account. Unlock everything by using promo code GIRLONTHENET and save up to 70%.
This is a sexy Christmas gangbang. A boy I know throws a party. He's one of my favourites, filthy and enthusiastic and dominant and more than willing to share. Not just willing, he's desperate to share. Nothing gets him harder than using other guys to humiliate me, to show off what he has, make me feel wrong and dirty. My dude wants to watch me being used, abused, beaten and covered with spunk. That's the key thing that he and I have in common. He invites some other men to the house, about six of them. The evening begins very casually. They're drinking and chatting, and I'm running back and forth getting beers, bringing snacks and deferring to him as the party host, doing what he asks. He tells the rest of the guys to make themselves at home, to help themselves to anything, especially me. I'm wearing something insignificant, inappropriate. Black knickers and a shirt. The men are all fully clothed, looking at me, touching me, slapping my ass as I walk past them. As the party gets going and they get drunk and bold enough, one of them tells me to sit on his lap. I sit as the others watch steadily, sipping their drinks. I'm sitting on this one guy and he has his hands all over me, squeezing my tits, slipping fingertips inside my bra to pinch my nipples. He puts one hand round my throat and pulls my head back as, with the other, he pulls my knickers to one side to feel how wet I am. Very. A couple of the other men in the room move closer to watch. Our host, my partner, is looking on from the other side. He's smiling at me, sipping beer and watching what unfolds. The guy I'm sitting on pulls one of my hands back behind me into his crotch, tells me to touch him. I comply, unzipping and pulling out his cock, thick, fat, hard, and then squeezing it as he slips my knickers down. He directs me firmly with his hands, gripping my hips and lifting me so he can slide his dick inside. I can feel my cunt twitch as he fills me up, stretching, hurting. The other guys move forward. Some of them move in and start touching me. The first guy's still fucking me, slow, intense upstrokes that make me gasp when he gets all the way in. I'm moaning and squeezing my cunt around him, and now the other guys are grabbing at me, like I'm entertainment for them to pore curiously over. Beers in one hand, one of my nipples or a handful of thigh in the other. The guy whose dick I'm riding pulls open my shirt. He rips down my bra and exposes my tits, jiggling as I fuck him, nipples nice and hard, for the others to pinch in their grasping hands. More guys move in. Some of them have their cocks out, touching themselves, stroking rock-solid erections of all different shapes and sizes. The host, my partner, is there now too, still fully clothed. He's telling them about me, encouraging them to do more. As agreed before the scene, his job isn't just to make sure I'm safe, it's also to make sure that I'm satisfied. He gives our guests permission to ramp things up. He tells them, "That's it. Don't hold back. She's such a slut. She wants it. She fucking loves it. Do more. Hurt her. Feel her tits. That's it. She loves it when you touch her tits. Yeah, go on. Get your cock right inside her." As the guy beneath me starts to pick up the pace, thrusting violently up to meet me as I'm riding him, others decide they want to join in, Come on, my turn. Let me have a go. Let's bend her over the fucking sofa. Great idea. Our host does exactly that, yanking me sharply up by my hair, then shoving me into position so I'm bent and spread wide, resting against the arm of the sofa. Good girl, he says. That's it. Shh, be quiet. I can feel the guys behind me, three or four of them, pushing to be next in line to fuck. I let out a little moan as the host kneels on the sofa in front of me. Let me give you something to concentrate on, he says, something to shut you up. And at that, he forces his cock into my mouth. Hot and throbbing and dripping wet, I take it down to the back of my throat and it's jammed in further as the first guy slams his dick into me. He's got his hands on my ass, spreading me wide as he shoves his cock into my cunt, fucking me so hard it feels like punishment. Other guys reach forward and touch my tits, my back, my hair. They push my head further down onto the host's cock until I choke and he grunts out an appreciative, thank you, before adding, fuck yeah, that's good. Look at how hard she's taking it. Guys crowd around the action, grabbing at themselves, squeezing their cocks, rubbing vigorously, then pausing when it all gets too much. I can tell more than one of them is edging himself, holding on to the thick streams of cum, saving all his spunk for the main event. The host remains still, not fucking my throat, just keeping his cock there to keep me quiet, to spread my mouth wide and choke me, make it harder to breathe and scream as the guys behind me take turns. Oh, fuck yeah. Fuck, that's it. I'm going to fill you with spunk. I feel the first guy get more frantic. He's fucking me with force and desperation. And then, oh, I can feel him throb and twitch as he comes, hot spurts of it deep inside me. He calls me a dirty girl and slaps my ass as he pulls out, graciously letting the next one take his turn. And the next one's had to wait, so he is extra hard for it, almost angry in his urgency to dump his load of cum. And this one talks. He tells me I'm good. He says I can take it. He says he can feel how wet I am, how much cum there is from the last guy. He tells me I'm so fucking dirty, he's so hot, he'll come so quickly. He can feel it coming, he's going to shoot it right in my cunt. He wants me to take it like a, oh, fuck, take it, you filthy bitch. I squirm as I feel the second load, and I choke on the host. He grabs me roughly by the hair and starts fucking my mouth. Tells me I'm a good girl, asks me if I want some more, but doesn't wait for an answer as the third guy shoves his dick into me. That one comes almost straight away, on contact. I can feel it spilling out of me. Buckets of it. I feel another guy crouch down by my side so that he can aim his cum right at my tits. He grabs one and squeezes hard, lets out a grunt of satisfaction and then a sigh as the spunk shoots right out onto me, painting my chest, dripping off my nipples. The host rubs it in, tells me I've done well and that I'm disgusting, that I fucking asked for this, begged for this gangbang. Idly offering me his spunk-covered fingers to lick, he turns to the group and asks if anyone wants to fuck me in the ass. I squeal, and he shoves his dick back into my mouth, pulling my head right down so I can feel it slamming against the back of my throat. Another guy stands behind me, spitting onto his cock, parting my cheeks so that he can push himself inside. He gets the head in, just the head, then slaps me on the ass, tells me to push backwards and take it, tells me I'm tight, so fucking tight. Host takes this opportunity to pull his cock out of my mouth and check in, asks if I want it, if I'm going to be a good girl. And it hurts and it's bad and I want it so much. So I nod. And as I nod, the second guy pushes his dick all the way into my ass, filling me up, stretching me, making me panic with it. All the while, the host is fucking my face. Others are touching themselves and watching, talking to each other about what a dirty fucking slut I am. I push back to meet his angry thrusts, feel him going slightly deeper with each stroke, feeling his cock throb and harden further as he gets closer to the edge. The other guys reach forward, one more pushes his cock into my hair, shooting ropes of spunk into the tangled mess and making me feel like, oh, such utter trash. The host pulls his cock out of my mouth and lifts my head, orders me to look at him. I stare him down, eyes streaming and mouth split in an eager grin as he comes all over my face. Hot buckets of spunk drip into my open mouth, splash onto my cheeks, burn my eyes. The guy in my ass fucks harder. He talks to me, tells me to look at myself, tells me I should be ashamed. Cunt dripping spunk cum all over my face, tells me I should be disgusted for being so dirty, that he's gonna pump spunk right into my ass, cementing my status as the most degenerate person in the room. And as I lick the drops from around my mouth, I feel him come deep inside me, gripping my hips to yank me all the way down to the base of his dick, thrusting so deep into me that I can feel every single spurt. If you liked that, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or come help me make more of it and give me a little Christmas gift by supporting me on Patreon, patreon.com/girlonthenet. If you buy an annual sub, then till the end of December, I think, you get the maximum amount of discount on what you would have paid otherwise. So please come and join us.